This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Some Chicago public schools parents say they are relieved that the teachers' union has approved a new contract with the school district after a year of negotiations. Taryn Montoya has four children in the Chicago public schools. She says a strike would have been a huge disruption. Montoya says the new contract addresses some of the issues important to her, such as setting lower class size caps that trigger extra classroom support and trying to help more students become bilingual.
I think keeping the class sizes small is imperative in order for them to lead the differentiated instructional groups and things that they do in order to keep the kids learning at all levels in the classroom.
The Chicago Board of Education still has to ratify the contract. Recent tariffs and continued inflation have consumers scrambling with how to best manage financial decisions. Chicago-based finance and retirement planner Christine Benz says many of her clients are expressing concerns about their 401ks, IRAs, mutual funds, and college savings plans. For retirees, Benz recommends what she calls inflation protection to help preserve savings.
So if you have an investment portfolio, you want to make sure that you have assets in that portfolio that will defend against inflation. So stocks certainly do that over long periods of time, as do inflation-protected bonds.
Benz tells WBEZ that for those nearing retirement, it's wise to start building safer assets and consider how to reduce spending relative to general lifestyle and budget restrictions. One of spring's anticipated new plays is Obliteration. It blends elements of stand-up comedy and scripted drama. Writer Andrew Hinderrocker's credits include the Showtime series Penny Dreadful. His new Netflix show Black Rabbit will star Jason Bateman. His play, Obliteration, draws from his time lurking in comedy clubs.
And what was kind of amazing about this vehicle of stand-up comedy is you quickly find that if you can make the audience laugh, you can take them anywhere. They'll go to the darkest, most raw places if you do it in a way that's thrilling and funny and true.
Obliteration opens this week at the Revival Theater. The Chicago Sky have added four new players to its roster. The team used its first pick in last night's WNBA draft to grab 19-year-old Slovenian Aisha Siuka. The 6-foot, 4-inch tall 19-year-old is a multi-level scoring forward with efficient shot-making ability. She says she's proud of the attention European players like herself got in the draft.
You know, it shows that we really work well in Europe, especially, I think, you know, like these Balkan countries like Serbia, Croatia, Slovenia. We really have like the talent and this old school, like the tough basketball that we play.
After Siuka, the Sky drafted TCU forward Haley Van Lith. Van Lith played with current Sky star Angel Reese in college. The team picked forward Maddie Westbeld and guard Aisha Koulibaly in the second round. Some more things you should know today. Former President Joe Biden will make his first public speech since leaving the White House today in Chicago. Biden will address the National Conference of Advocates, Counselors, and Representatives for the Disabled. Organizers say participants are, quote, committed to safeguarding and strengthening Social Security. The former president has kept a very low profile since leaving office in January. President Trump claims he will shield Social Security from possible cuts, even as Democrats say it could face deep cuts to help offset tax reductions the administration supports. Lawmakers in Springfield were up against a deadline last Friday to get their bills out of their originating chambers. State senators passed several bills, including reforms to a state board in charge of parole hearings. Meanwhile, state representatives approved plans to further protect victims of human trafficking and sexual assault. The General Assembly has until the end of May to get those bills through the second chamber and onto the governor's desk. Today's weather, we'll have scattered rain and breezy weather today with a high of 52, and tonight we'll have a low of 34. Tomorrow we expect it to be sunny with a high of 55. And that's it for The Rundown. If you like the show, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.